Ready to treat your body to something good? Order your next fruit smoothie from The Fruit Jock. The Fruit Jock uses the freshest, highest quality ingredients and is a great source for vitamins and nutrients like calcium, collagen, and potassium. Order your Fruit Jock smoothie online at thefruitjock.com or visit them and check them out on Instagram at The Fruit Jock. Treat your body to something good today.
I have a dream.
Had a few nightmares, they just
dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What's up, world? Welcome back to Nightmare Radio Show. It's your girl, Brittany Kristen.
And it's your girl, Ish. Welcome to episode 90 of Nightmare Radio.
10 out, girl. 10 out.
10 out. Y'all better be on the lookout for this 100th episode because it's going down, down, down. But you're going to have to wait on it. I'm sorry to tell y'all. You're going to have to wait on it.
Well worth the wait. Well worth the wait.
It is going to be worth the wait. But if this is your first time here at our show, thank you so much for being here. You could have watched anything else because everybody be outside talking about everything.
You could have listened to anything else.
You know, but welcome, because we're about to inform you, okay? We're going to give our opinion a little bit, but we're going to give the facts.
Yes.
Got to state facts. Facts, 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 facts.
I love the facts. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Before we do that, though, we want to remind you.
Before we get to the merch, though, this is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And we are still continuing that theme of Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
If you've checked in last week from the Queen check-in, thank you so much. I appreciate you for reaching out to me and, you know, checking in with me to make sure I'm good. It's a lot going on in the world. I am good. Thank y'all. I just wanted to be open and transparent about what's going on, what we did, you know?
Yeah, definitely needed. Definitely needed. So we're going to continue the conversation this month, providing you with a few resources this week. And next week, you'll hear from a very special mental health practitioner herself, so she'll be in the building with us to discuss.
Be sure to head over to eShop and Drop Store to get all of your Nightmare Radio merch, and you can get your Tsunami merch too. Get you some Tsunami shoes, hat, wave, surf, splash. I remember the commercial.
Tsunami.
Yeah, that one used to go up.
It did.
But if you hear it in there, I might throw that back in here this week.
You should.
But anyway, Nightmare Radio Show merch, eshopanddropstore.com. Use our code Nightmare Madness for now.
Yeah, but keep a lookout and check back in.
Right.
For the new updated code.
For the new
code. We'll make sure we make that clear to you this week.
Yes.
Why are you spending money?
Go ahead and head over to her wine. By the time you're listening to this, you should have gotten your mother something for Mother's Day.
Yeah, but every day is Mother's Day.
If you had to pay rent, go ahead and get her a bottle of wine from herwines.com. Use our code DON'TSLEEP for 15% off of your purchase.
And last but not least, on the church announcement bulletin,
right,
save the date for Wednesday, May 25th at Genesis Atlanta. Your favorite duo will be back, sponsored by Her Wine, for another More Life, More Wine, More Convos. This discussion will be, of course, dedicated to mental health awareness, mental wellness. And it's going to be a great one to pop the summer off right.
Yes, so I think it's going to be good. We got to have our mental right before we get into summer.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a good check-in.
It's needed. All right, so now we can go ahead and give you the tea for the week.
Before we give them the tea for the week.
Okay.
Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our channel.
Yeah.
Okay? Visit our channel. Visit some of the other bonus content. You know, subscribe to the channel.
Let us know what you like.
And comment on this video for the things that you might want to say while you watching.
Yeah.
Now, without further ado,
it's the Culture List on Nightmare Radio.
Straight into the wins this week for the culture, starting with
Lil Durk. So Lil Durk launched his nonprofit last year in October. It's called Neighborhood Heroes. And his nonprofit organization has launched a career readiness program for the underprivileged youth, black youth specifically, in Chicago. So they are going to take 20 young men to New York. They're taking them on a trip. They're taking them to New York to meet C-suite executives from Sony Music, Alamo Records, and the New York Knicks. Then they're gonna fly on down to Atlanta to visit the HBCU circuit, get familiar with some of the colleges, and then they're gonna head over to Alabama to Talladega for the NASCAR playoffs to bridge the gap between the Black community and NASCAR. I just want to give a big shout out to Lil Durk for making this nonprofit organization.
That sounds really nice.
He could have been doing so many other things, like killing Tekashi 6ix9ine, getting back at Quando Rondo, but don't respond to Vivon. I'm like, but that's what's up. Shout out to the nonprofit organization. Shout out to the board members who put this all together. But the Neighborhood Heroes nonprofit organization is a community-focused nonprofit program that helps lead a positive change and provides resources to under-resourced communities in across the nation. So if we hit you up, Lil Durk, just come on through. Now, November.
I really like to hear that. That's a good look, Lil Durk. You deserve the win for this week for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Another congratulations are in order. Congrats to the entire graduating class of 2022.
For sure, yeah.
From the collegiate level, the doctorate level, master's degree specialist, down to high school, middle school, elementary school, and even the babies that are graduating from pre-K to kindergarten, including my own little baby.
Shout out to Wilder.
Skylar is going to fifth grade, y'all.
What?
Crazy. But anyway.
She is going to kindergarten.
Yeah, my bad. Fifth grade. Kindergarten. She was telling me that she was going to go to fifth grade. She was going to skip all the way to fifth grade.
That's what's up. Catch up with us. Catch up, Wilder.
Child. But anyway, these congrats are for Ludacris. Congratulations, Luda. This week, he graduated from Georgia State University. He received an honorary bachelor's degree in music management, and this is, you know, iconic and fitting because 26 years ago was the first time he enrolled at Georgia State University.
Okay. So they just giving degrees out that people pay for?
Well, no, not necessarily. He's actually been working with the Georgia State Institute or the Georgia State University. He's been mentoring students, and he works in collaboration with the Creative Media Industries Institute.
Did he donate $60,000 worth of money for this degree?
I'm sure that he put some donating into it, but he actually put the time in. Like he has a whole program with the Chris Bridges Foundation program. It's all tied in. Like they do work for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know, Ludacris. I mean, we had to work for ours. I mean, you saying that he put in a different type of work, but it's not the late night, early mornings work. And,
you know, for real,
he's already successful. People got to go get degrees, bust their ass to get a bachelor's, and then get out of school and then have.
And then pay it back. That's not even.
And then pay it back and then not even have an opportunity to get a job in their field.
So are you not just here give, for the.
No, I'm
not. You're not here for the honorary degrees?
No, I'm not. I'm not here for the honorary bachelor's degree. If they was going to give him an honorary doctorate degree, then that's different.
Yeah, Pharrell just got an honorary doctorate degree from Norfolk State in doctorates of music mastery or something like that.
Because then
music composition.
Because then Ludacris was like, he took to his Instagram like, you gotta call me bachelor's degree Ludacris. Like,
ain't nobody calling you that, Luda.
No,
ain't nobody calling me that. Don't nobody care.
Hello.
You need the meme with a future, you know, like, but I have a bachelor's degree. No, it's Walker.
Yeah, Walker was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
so
anyway,
we all got 90,000 in student.
Yeah, and he's successful in. But okay.
But no, congrats, Chris Level.
Go off, Ludacris.
Congrats. This moment is still for you. So congratulations for you. Nice example for your children and his beautiful family. Up next, I'm excited about this one. Have you seen the music video A$AP Rocky dropped this week?
No. I heard that he threw some shots at Chris Brown though.
Nobody else mentioned that. I did not see or catch them shots.
Talking about he doesn't beat his bitch, he loves his bitch.
Oh, that was a shot. Okay. So A$AP Rocky dropped a new single and a visual. The song is DMB, stands for That's My Bitch, of course. And he talks, you know, the song, if you first listen to the song and watch the video, then you may miss the point or the message of what he's saying. And it's generally giving like the basis of your favorite like hood love story. The rags to riches story, the ride or die story. It's even includes like a nice cute little decked out hood style wedding with matching matrimonial grills. But yes, he says, some of the lyrics say something like beat my B, which Dang, I feel like I'm on that YouTube show that breaks down the lyrics. Like, I'm the artist breaking down the lyrics.
Break it down. You talking about Genius?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on Genius breaking down A$AP Rocky's lyrics. Call me A$AP. Basically, in the lyrics it says, beat my B. And he's referring to, you know, getting it in the bedroom. But then he specifies and says, no, I don't beat my B. That's my queen. You know, like, he specifies. Like, he's not talking about, like, physically beating her. But I didn't necessarily take that as a shot at Chris Brown.
That's what the people of the internet said.
Is that what the internet
folks said? The internet folks said that he took a shot at Chris Brown, saying he don't beat his B. He loves his B.
Yeah,
he does. I just feel like, why do people get in relationships with Chris Brown's ex and have to bring him up? Remember when they was at the BET Awards and Quavo was running down Chris Brown because he was dating Karrueche at the time? It was like, why are you trying to fight Chris Brown? Like, leave that man alone.
I didn't even know that was, because I was on the internet watching the internet fall in love with this visual. I didn't even know that was a thing. Anybody checking for Chris? Happy belated birthday, Chris Brown.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo.
He got 3 kids now.
I heard. It's crazy.
I hope he's not beating any of his children's mothers. But anyway, A$AP Rocky marked his directorial premiere with his video. He directed, edited, and produced it himself. And of course, Rihanna, his queen, was in the video. And really, really, the Navy is just excited to see a glimpse into Rihanna's personal, you know what I'm saying? Because she, just like Beyonce, is very selective in what she shares.
Recently.
Yeah.
I think after she got kicked off of Instagram and got her Instagram back, that's when she was like, all right, I'ma chill. I'ma go ahead and chill.
I'ma just go ahead and make this money.
And leave y'all alone. But dang, I had a point that I was gonna say and I lost it. But yeah. Oh, I wonder do you know who made their grills? Because I saw that it was like a grills invoice and I wasn't sure if it was grills by Scotty or not.
Oh, I'm not for certain, but the grills were definitely a highlight. The wedding scene itself was a highlight. It does spark the rumors to see if they're already married or if there are, you know, immediate plans after the baby is born. Also, some rumors have been sparked. We know that A$AP's got a project coming out, so people are expecting to hear Rihanna as a feature on, you know, on a few or if not one of the tracks, which also may mean that we will finally get that. I think Rihanna's gonna give it to us. Mm-hmm. After she finished nursing this baby.
No.
I think she's gonna give it to us.
I think maybe like 5 more years. I think she's gonna wait probably like 5
5 years.
Hell yeah. I don't think that music is a part. I'm not checking for
it. It's not a priority, but hella people in the Navy are definitely checking for Riri.
Yeah. I'm still fucking with Anti though. Yeah. So that's what's up.
Yes, yes. Transitioning on to the L's. Unfortunately, we got to talk about the bad stuff this week. If you haven't heard by now, Dave Chappelle did get attacked on stage on Tuesday.
Tsunami. Introducing Tsunami Wave Surfers. Handcrafted in Italy. Drop ship directly to your door. To get a pair, hit the link in the bio right now.
Tsunami.
Wave. Surf. Splash. Tsunami. Big drip. Italian leather and sway. Lead away.
If you haven't heard by now, Dave Chappelle did get attacked on stage on Tuesday by a 23-year-old aspiring rapper who was wielding a knife that was decorated like a gun. Thankfully, Dave Chappelle was not injured. He was able to, you know, thwart the tackle, and then his entourage, who included Busta Rhymes, John Stewart, Jamie Foxx, and his security, commenced to beating this man's ass while Dave Chappelle continued on to complete his show on stage. So a lot of commentary, a lot of thoughts have come out since, you know, this has happened. Initially, after the attack happened, like, Dave Chappelle immediately announced that the man who had attacked him was a trans man because he had an interesting haircut and had like colored nail polish. And Dave Chappelle knows that the trans community doesn't like him. So of course, the man, he's a 23-year-old Isaiah Lee. He's not a trans man, but the trans community definitely responded in backlash. And I just found it ironic how they attempted to turn Dave Chappelle, who would be the victim here, because this man literally like attempted to do serious danger to him. But now he's a victim. Now he's being run through the mud because he had initially thought that he was a trans man. So I thought that was very interesting, but also very expected for the trans community because they really be going hard when it comes to.
They do, but I don't see a trans person like physically attacking someone because that the trans community has already has to battle violence within their own community for other things. So I don't see a trans person like attacking someone.
I
don't want to put it past nobody because I see what's going on with Shauna Brooks and Benzino. That's neither here nor there. Allegedly.
Yeah. I mean, well,
but you know what? I'm not gonna hold you. I'm gonna keep it real. Well, dang, I'm changing the subject. But before I change the subject, this guy right here, I think this was premeditated because he already has a song out on Spotify.
Well,
that entitled Dave Chappelle.
It's not the lyrics actually don't have anything to do with Dave Chappelle, but the song title was a ploy so that he can get people to stream it because he knew that Dave Chappelle was a properly, you know, trending or searched.
Is he obsessed with Dave Chappelle?
No. So Dave Chappelle actually went backstage after he completed his set. And they had the Isaiah detained, and he asked him like, "Why did you attack me? What's the deal? What's the problem?" He said that he attempted to attack him in an attempt to bring attention to his grandmother, who had been a victim of gentrification in her New York neighborhood. Quote,
end dumb, quote. Dumb, and dumb. Right again.
Now, when they reached out,
your arm looked like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, stop it!
They said his arm giving Nicki Minaj pose.
Stop and pose. Now, when they asked those that are closest to Isaiah Lee, his close friends and family members have said that he had been struggling with mental illness.
Okay.
And so that this instance was a mental break, a snap for him. The real question is the fact that the security literally got caught slipping. This man jumped up on stage.
Yeah, where do the security be at? That's the thing. Y'all be having y'all neighborhood homeboys as security. Like, security guards getting killed out here. I was looking the other day, like, it was actually a story in Atlanta where a 55-year-old man, security guard, was getting out of his car, and somebody just walked up on him and killed him.
Wow.
And they just left him there in the back of the building to die. Mm-hmm. And then came back and stole out his pocket and took his car. So it's like security, y'all need security at this point because you can't even secure yourself. Keep your head on a swivel.
If you can't
keep your head on a swivel for yourself, how you gonna keep your head on a swivel for the community or what you're supposed to be secure?
Exactly.
Make it make sense.
That's definitely a question for concern. I believe that he is charged with misdemeanor battery, possession of a weapon with the intent to assault. And you know, Chappelle has had to increase his security because he knows that there are
people that
organizations and people that do not fuck with him because of his comedy.
And now that this whole Will Smith thing happened.
Yep, that's our third point here, yep.
You know, this is like, is this what comedy has come to?
Right.
But at the same time, Dave Chappelle did not say anything that warranted his attack.
In this
specific instance.
Well, we actually don't know because he was recording a Netflix series. It's like a six or four episode series of comedy. He was one of the headliners for the event, and the participants were actually supposed to not have their phones. So someone had snuck and smuggled a phone, and that's how we have the footage of what happened on stage. But the phones were supposed to be banned so that there would be no leaking of the footage. So we don't know what the commentary is about. But we do know that Dave Chappelle talks about gay folks. He talk about trans people. He gonna talk about you.
Dang, this topic is really running on because I got a lot to say about this. Okay, Chris Rock is going to drag this slap out.
Well, Chris Rock actually addressed the crowd right after this happened. He was in the audience as well.
Like, was that Will Smith?
Yeah, and he also said, well, at least, you know.
He got slapped by the softest rapper. And anyway, I feel like Chris Rock is going to drag this out and we're going to be annoyed by Chris Rock
because
he didn't immediately like say something. Like, he's trying to like really process it and say little slick shit. And now allegedly Will and Jada are going through a divorce.
Heard that too. Mm-hmm. This is a total honorable mention.
But going back to the trans thing real quick, Benzino and Shauna Brooks, what do y'all got going on? I'm not going to hold you. Every year, and I probably shouldn't say this, but every year before Love & Hip Hop comes out, me and my friend, I'm not going to say who, but you might know, we always hear like the different storylines that are gonna happen on Love and Hip Hop. And the story, I believe that Shauna Brooks was supposed to be on Love and Hip Hop before, but
people don't want to. People,
it's no, it wasn't that. I think Johnny Blaze allegedly, and I remember vividly. So Johnny, don't. I know you like to tussle, but don't. You know, I know she had came out and said that either Stevie J allegedly was messing with a trans person, or I think it was Stevie J was messing with a trans person. I'm not sure, but I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know. It's a lot going on. Let's move on, because we have honorable mention.
Unfortunately, the L's list does take an unfortunate, you know, turn for the worse here. So
yes, but keeping mental health at the forefront, Southern University mourns the loss of freshman cheerleader Arlana Miller of Texas. She was found dead after posting a suicide note to her Instagram account on May 4th. She opened a note with "Made this day," a quote from Chesley Christ, who was the Miss USA who committed suicide earlier in January. But she started open the quote from her, "May this day bring you rest in peace." And then she went on to say, "I've written so many suicide notes in my life, but finally I've reached my end." In her note, she discussed like her battle with COVID and tearing her ACL and feeling her classes being the reasons for her depression. But she also encouraged people not to give up. But she did say that she was contradicting herself in her message, because she felt like the devil had won, that he had won the battle.
Wow.
So honorable mention again to Red Table Talk, Chesley Chris's mom and dad. Sat down at the Red Table for some healing, and Chesley Chris's mom just detailed how that day unfolded for her, right? And she usually goes to her workout class on that Sunday, so every morning though she would call Chesley and talk to her and check in, and she'll do her makeup, like a get ready with me on the phone with her mom and everything to start her day, right? So her mom was already aware of her high functioning depression. And Chesley took the time where she knew that her mom wasn't going to be where nobody was going to stop her, basically. It was while her mom was at her workout class. So this, when she saw it, the message, it had already been an hour later. You guys have to watch the rest of Red Table Talk, because it gets deep. Her dad talked about how New York, she can feel her he can feel her presence when he visited New York. One year he went and visited her in New York. They went to Little Italy, so he goes to like the little cupcake shop that she used to frequent, and different little shops that she used to frequent to kind of like feel her energy that she was there. But she was one of five kids.
Wow.
She was the second. She was the second child from her mother. And you know, it's just really sad. One thing that we're gonna talk about this later on in the show, but one of the things that her mom mentioned was that she would always deflect when people ask, "How are you doing?" "I'm good. How are you doing?" I feel like that's a sign that we should watch as far as a check-in type of thing. Because, you know, we always say check on your strong friends. But what does that look like? What does check-in mean? Like, how do you check in on your strong friends? Sometimes I feel like you have to be able to ask your friend, like, do you have the mental capacity to handle this right now? Like, for example, I had a friend who wanted me to work on a project with her. She was like, is your plate full right now?
That's a really considerate question to ask, because a lot of people don't. And I really wish that a lot of people would ask that. But also, the other person has to be accountable enough to answer it truthfully.
And I feel like if you feel like a person has deflect, like, "I'm good, how are you?" you need to circle back.
Yeah, that was going to be my follow-up question, because everybody's plan of action or way to respond looks different, you know?
Right.
So even giving like a list of like general ways that you can continue to circle back and check in, it really is situational, depending on that person, the relationship that y'all have, the circumstance, the occasion, you know, like where they are. Like, are you in a space that you are comfortable enough to share? We could continue to talk about it.
We'll talk about that later. But
that's major.
I had the number here for the suicide hotline.
Mm-hmm.
if you are experiencing, you know, suicidal thoughts, I'm going to give you the number so that you can give them a call. Have someone to talk to, because sometimes your friends just don't get it. So the phone number, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline number, is 800-273-8255, or you can text HOME to 741-741. And you can visit speakingofsuicide.com/resources for additional resources on suicide. And that brings us to our last L on the list.
Yes. Okay. Now, condolences are definitely in order. On May 5th, 56-year-old Kevin Samuels died after a suspected heart attack. According to the reports, he complained of chest pains and fell atop of a woman suitor with whom he had spent the night with inside of his Atlanta apartment. And on behalf of Nightmare Radio, we like to submit our deepest condolences to Kevin Samuels' family, his loved ones, people that he impacted and touched. May he rest in peace, and may you all find peace in his absence. Now, the reaction to his death on social media was met with mixed responses from his fans and supporters and from his critics. Some of his earlier messages did prompt men to be better versions of themselves, but Kevin Samuels most recently and most recognizably had been acknowledged, through fame by shamelessly disgracing Black women and promoting very toxic viewpoints about relationships, gender roles, and physical appearance. And, may his passing and the response, the wide difference in response, really just be a reminder to those that are still living to be extremely intentional and mindful of the words, the lifestyle, the messages, the things that you promote, that you chase, the things that you produce. Because when it's all said and done and you leave this world, I would hate for my legacy
to be tarnished like that.
And I'm not even saying tarnished like this, because this is the legacy. I would hate for this to be my legacy.
Yeah, but you know, his real supporters feel different. And people who, like we say, and he said, you're judging me based off of a clip, a segment on Instagram. You're not even listening to the full message. You're not getting the full thing. And I feel like this year he was really starting to say, like, I saw a clip where he said, we're done with the men against women. We're focusing on bettering ourselves individually, like women and men. Like, he was ready to start a different focus. He was done. Last year was the year of the men against women. He said that was it. This year he was giving new, fresh, different content.
Did his words match up with his actions?
I haven't seen anything this year out of 5 months. Okay, I don't follow Kevin Samuels because I don't subscribe to bullshit.
And I don't follow Kevin Samuels, but I have a father who is probably like the parliamentarian of the Kevin Samuels fan club. And, you know, again, people can say things like Mona Scott Young. I'm sure that she said that she was attempting to give Black women the autonomy and authority over to tell their own stories for the betterment and the upliftment of Black women. But the proof that is presented upon us, is that what it's doing for positivity? I don't know. It's interesting that we have this conversation and during the month of mental health, and like we say things like don't speak ill of the dead, right?
Right.
And that's important. But how many people were flamboyantly speaking ill of Derek Chauvin?
Ooh. The nerve.
George Zimmerman. Any of these other people, when they're blatantly wrong for doing things that are impactful or traumatic, or you know, that create some sort of experiential opportunity for people's mental health or wellness to be challenged, then it's all gloves are off and it's okay to disgrace them. But here we have a Black man who some people love and some people despise, but it's no doubt, it is factual that this Black man may have been, you know, cause for a lot of trauma, toxicity, things that are really damaging to people's mental well-being. And so in an attempt to silence them, in a sense, by shaming them from speaking ill about someone that was negatively impacted for them. I mean, just an alternative perspective to offer and to add.
I honestly don't wish death upon anyone, either.
And that's as far as it goes.
I don't wish death upon anyone either. And for me personally, if I don't fuck with you, it's hard for me to care after I put in my mind that I do not fuck with you no more.
Yep.
It is so hard for me to care.
And that's
I'm
why
I'm not gonna lie.
My words, like I said, are like rest in peace. And yeah, I don't have anything else necessarily, you know, positive
I don't
to
feel,
say.
I'm not going to go out here and be like, because I'm, and this is not directly towards Kevin Samuels. I'm just saying in general, if once me and you are done, is this on me? Once me and you are done, that's it. I don't care about you. It takes a lot for me to come back and care. Like, if I fall out with you and you die, then I probably won't be like, it'll probably be rest in peace, but I'm not gonna put no whole think piece like, oh my God, we were best friends. I wish we would have worked it out, because the cake been baked, baby. It's over with.
I never heard that one before.
It's over. It's done. It's over with. But when it comes to Kevin, I'm not gonna get on the internet and be like, oh, that's what he get, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But at the same time, the cards laid themselves, baby.
And that's
the irony always comes back.
And that's the thing. It's very ironic. They spoke about the, again, we are over here like making grand jury conversations about the details of the man's most intimate moments before he died, right?
Right.
But it's ironic that they said that the woman that he dated, although she was a Hispanic woman, physically, she was not the type of woman that he boasted and talked about, the type of woman that he was exclusive to, you know, on camera. In fact, he shamed those types of women.
She was 30 years old. And 30, she's our age.
And he doesn't believe in dating women that are over 30 because they're used. And she was also over 200 pounds. And he's also, through his work, he's also body shamed, you know, women that have talked and called his phone about women's bodies and sizes.
And health. And he died of a heart attack.
I think it's very ironic. Again, y'all better...
The irony...
Live a good life.
What do they say? The jokes write themselves.
Yeah. Not saying that this is a joke.
This is not a joke, but they write themselves. But, you know, SZA deleted her TikTok for mental health awareness because she said that social media is demonic. And I believe it. Like, sometimes you have to take those social media breaks.
It's everywhere.
I did it in 2019.
Me
I was going through
was
a
that,
friend.
Yeah,
I had encouraged you to do it.
Okay.
But yeah. I had went through a friendship breakup and I was tired of seeing that hoe on my phone. So I had to take a mental health break so that I could just, like, you know, channel myself, be one with my thoughts, be clear of the things that I see or the comparison that's going on. Like, it's a lot that goes into
I would really like to dig deeper into social media and my own personal effects that it has on my own mental health, really just the things that I consume in general, which, you know, Nicola spoke really, really good about making sure that the seeds that we use to plant within ourselves are good seeds.
Yeah, and you know? If I'm on social media, sometimes I'll just get on there like at the top of the hour, or maybe like at the peak hours.
That's
to just check
doing.
In.
Yeah.
But I'll trade my time in for social media to do something else that need to be done. Like, if I know I need to handle this real quick, all right, let me put my phone to the side.
I immediately noticed that my mood, that my like overall like well-being and stuff like that drastically changed around June during quarantine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was after Memorial Day weekend, so that was after Breonna Taylor's incident. It was, of course, we were still reeling from Ahmaud Arbery. News and media content about the mass millions of people.
You're talking
that
about
were
George Floyd too, because Breonna Taylor died in March, but we learned about her around the time
George Floyd thing was hard. It was a lot. Like it was a lot, and so we do have to be mindful of the things that we consume as consumers, mm-hmm. because whether you're a creative or not, whether you're a business person or not, whether you're a mom or not, whatever, everybody's a consumer.
Yeah,
that is one thing for sure. One thing about it, we black and we gonna consume.
Right, facts.
And so really, we have to really be like specifically mindful of where we consume things. We're going to hop back into the rest of this conversation a little bit later in the rim segment. It's something that we have to put a pin in because we have to give it the necessary attention that it needs.
Yes.
But in the meantime, it's time for it. We're going to lift our spirits really quickly before we get into the political updates. Dave P got some hot fire in the mix this week, so get ready to tune in for the hottest independent artist this week. Don't sleep. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's either me or them. Who you rolling with? And how the fuck a nigga real if it's rolling tick? Middle fingers and some dick. What your hoe can get? How you a fan of my music but don't know the shit?
The camera flip, we throwing up blood, son, throwing up crib. The switch at Glitch is why he still alive but got a limp. Gave his ass to Tom and Jerry, now when he got pistol whip. Ain't never trick off on the whole shit, I kinda pimp.
Before I lay the verse down, I just know it's it. And go and get your diamond tester, bitch, I know it hit. And I ain't stopping till the money standing shoulder limp. You want them snakes up out your grab, better motor shit.
You want them bitches at your grab, we get the weed eater. Bro inside the can, got him a gun, he got a meat cleaver. I get a CO by 10 racks, she a meat eater. She like I ain't no rack, she be locked, cause she eat people.
Hey, you can tell it's one of them from how the motor hit. And I ain't even in the racing, but a smoker bitch. She say I fuck, that's a lie, cause I ain't know the bitch. They say I'm famous, but I'm working, I ain't notice it.
They say the more enemies you got, that's the more love, right? I'm a big bully in this shit, bitch, I'm sure tonight. On the deal done, gotta make sure it get done, right? Life of a young knock, I need a Pablo Escobar wife, bitch.
Shawty don't smoke, but she high off the contact. Riding in the Audi A7, get a hatchback. Used to get a box at a time, no rap cap. Big face blues in my Louis V knapsack. Got to go and eat, have a feast with my young snack. Nice attitude, pretty cool and she laid back. Got a bent over both arms behind her back. I'ma pull out nut all on her ass crack. Got me feeling for it, baby girl got that good crack. Escape out of town, kick your shoes off and lay back. Baby girl remind me of my car cause she foreign. Work for herself, self-employed, she got coins.
Baby girl, what it do? I don't mean to be rude. You don't smoke, all that's cool. Have some drinks, get some food. Please don't leave me to assume how you looking in the new. Good brain, stay to school. Pussy wetter than a pool. Secret trips out of town, but the villa with the view. Pretty women got a few, but all I really want is you. Pretty women got a few, all I really want is you. Ayy, first thoughts, what a woman. For your heart, I was gunning. Beautiful, turn a rainy day sunny. Gunther always roll running. On the road to the money. Taking trips, always on the go. But I keep you coming. Ayy, big banana for that monkey. Ass on her, got a dunk. Intelligent, not a dummy. Really y'all to thank your mommy. Different flavors, Nike tights, Vapor Max, like she running. Shot it pretty like a shiny bag. Giorgio Armani. Tastes great, pussy yummy. Get up in after yawning, get her anything she want, cause she don't really ask for nothing. She don't really smoke, but roll my white gummies. Magic City on a Monday, lovers, but we quite chummy. Baby girl, what it do? I don't mean to be rude. You don't smoke, all that's cool. Have some drinks, get some food. Please don't leave me to assume how you looking in the new. Good brain, stay to school. Pussy wetter than a pool. Secret trips out of town, but the villa with the view. Pretty women got a few, but all I really want is you. Pretty women got a few, all I really want is you.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio. Politicking with the political update.
Magic in the White House press room. So congratulations are in order to Karine Jean-Pierre on being named the Biden administration's second press secretary. She will be replacing Jen Psaki later this month because Jen Psaki is stepping down. But Jean-Pierre did serve as her deputy secretary in the beginning of the administration. And she is the first Black and openly gay person to hold this role. Mm. So it hasn't even been a Black man.
Nope, it certainly hasn't.
That's what's up.
It's feeling real good right now. Yeah. In the words of Issa, it's feeling like me season. And when I say me, it's feeling like black women with chocolate skin and rotund cheekbones and gaps in their teeth and kinks and curls in their hair getting they just do it. Look at her.
Yeah, this hairstyle kind of reminds me of Family Reunion on Netflix. If you haven't watched Family Reunion from season one, like, if you watch from season one, you see the wigs was trash.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I love the fact that Jade is owning her curls. Like, she has big curls, and it's just so beautiful and moisturizing
and
beautiful.
But yeah.
So, yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see that black women are wearing their hair.
Right. From the Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, with her sister locks. It's this is what we mean. Like, the representation thing is for people like my 5-year-old daughter, and it's for grown ass people like my 32-year-old self.
Yeah.
That constantly need to see
some reassurance.
Representation of how beautiful I am, and women that look like me, women that look like you are beautiful too.
Yes.
And capable of doing it. So good. Go off, Korean girl.
Go off, girl. Get them folks together. Get Fox News together. Get all them
Shut
folks
them down.
Together. Get them together.
Okay. Yes. Speaking of getting together, we're going to scrape together some coins and some reparations for the family members of the Tulsa Race Massacre. A lawsuit that names 11 survivors of the survivors of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre received the green light this week to pursue the reparations from that attack.
Good. I'm just glad that they're still alive to get it.
Yeah, some are still alive. I believe there are 3 that are still alive. This happened in 1921. It happened over Memorial Day weekend, May 31st to June 1st in the historic Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Greenwood District is known as Black Wall Street. The plaintiff's attorneys pleaded with the judge on Monday afternoon for the judge to allow the case to move forward. And so they can finally have their day at court and receive some justice for this.
And they better pay up.
This is what we mean when we say that we need, we need things to be rectified from the past, and we need legislation to protect us in the present and the future.
Yeah, but right now, speaking of legislation,
perfect.
Everyone is up in arms about this whole abortion thing, and I just keep my mouth shut on this because I don't got a dog in this fight because I don't.
This is tough. All right. So as we report the news, a draft Supreme Court opinion document was leaked by Justice Samuel Alito. He's a staunch conservative. This leak revealed that the court is ready to rule in favor of Mississippi and their attempt to overturn Roe versus Wade ruling that guarantees federal protections for surrounding abortion rights. So what's going on? It's in the state of Mississippi right now. The government wants to ban abortions at and after 15 weeks gestation period. This directly challenges Roe versus Wade's guarantee of abortion rights up to the point that a baby can survive on its own. So that is usually around 24 weeks of gestational growth. So Roe versus Wade protects the right that a mother has a choice. And this is a federal protected right that goes above the states. That a mother has the choice on whether or not to terminate a pregnancy up to 24 weeks. So let's do the math. What is that? Is that that's over
about
half,
like 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, probably like 4 months, 4.5 mm-hmm. months or so. That's over half the time. Full gestational period is 39 weeks. A baby carried at full term is 40 weeks. And so, that is over half the time. And a lot of people that are against abortion believe that that's just inhumane to end a child's life, a baby's life. They consider that a human form of life by that point. Not saying that all abortions happen or take place at the 24 week or close to the 24 week mark, but this decision is impactful because the fact that a draft was even written to the point of being leaked means that there has already been a vote in the court.
They came out and said that wasn't true.
Well, for a draft to be written, that it has to be at least half of the court justices that are in support of the decision. There's only 9 on the court itself, and they say that they have identified at least 3 other Supreme Court justices, Republican nominated Supreme Court justices that are in agreement of this draft.
So we just gonna report on this, or we gonna say how we feel about it?
We can do both. How do you feel about it?
Okay, so honestly, I have had friends that have had abortions. Mm-hmm. You know, I know people that have had abortions. If that is their choice, that's their choice. Some people have been raped and had gotten pregnant. They've had an abortion. That's physically their choice. For me specifically, I was almost about to have an abortion, right? Before I knew that I was going to have twins. But when I myself was in that room, it was like, okay, then it was just so eerie for me to know that everybody is in here for the same thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's about to get rid of their baby in here. And that was like a hard feeling for me. Like I've never thought that I would be in that room or in that position. But when I thought, because you have to go and get an ultrasound before you put your gown on and they do whatever. But I was gonna do the pill. I wasn't gonna do the vacuum. I just, no.
The pill is from what
even worse. It's even also worse. And this is literally the day after Christmas when I'm watching people and their children have Christmas and open gifts, and I'm in the bed because I can't eat shit else past 12 o'clock. But when I got in there and I saw that, and she was like, yep, you having twins, I had to beeline up out of there, give me my ultrasound and get up out of here, because number one, I have twins running my family. I didn't want to mess up the legacy by trying to abort twins and saying, oh, you can get them again. But I just don't, I myself personally, I'm scary. I don't like all that pain and all that other stuff like that. I just birth control me till birth control till I can't birth control because I'm not having them.
Yeah, I think that's personal experience, personal decision to be made.
It is personal. Do I think that the government should control that? I'm gonna say I don't know because I don't want to say yes and I don't want to say no, because if you feel like they shouldn't, then you're gonna come at me, and if you feel like they should, you're gonna come at me. I just don't.
Ain't nobody coming at her.
I just don't. The government should not have a say over what women should do with their bodies. No.
Okay, so my opinion on it. I personally believe in pro-choice. I think that everything is situational. You know, I have had my own personal experiences, you know, with abortion, with having a child myself. And it's a personal decision and it's a personal choice that's based on circumstance, situation, parents, potential parents, financial stability, health reasons. I mean, it's a lot of things that go into that decision. And I think that that's a personal decision that should be made, that should be consulted as a team and made by an individual.
Yes.
And I 100% believe 10 toes down that it is not the government's business to regulate what decision is made. Because if for those that are justifying, you know, in the case of religion and morality, doesn't belong in the court of law. And for those that are, and for also for those that are saying that they're that they are pro-life and that they believe in, you know, in the opportunity for life, some of those people are the same individuals that are not for pro-life institutions that are necessary after the child is incepted and born.
Yes, and that was my thing. So if they are gonna say like, okay, you can't have an abortion after 6 weeks.
So what types of services
are you gonna provide? Yeah,
are you gonna place?
What are you gonna provide to make sure that the people of your country can sustain and take care of their child?
How are you gonna reform the social work system?
How are you going to help the insurance, the insurance and the child care?
Yeah.
And the cost of living.
Exactly.
All of these things are issues that need to be addressed before they try to say like, okay, you can't have your baby after a certain time. I do agree with that because they're misappropriating funds to me, sending money to Ukraine.
Hello.
And we over here struggling.
And I got student loans. Come on. Anybody got time? But that's exactly what I'm saying. So this conversation, until you're gonna commit yourself to actually making sure that pro-life choices and institutions and sanctions are actually instilled there, they work, they move the system along, then I don't want to hear nothing about no pro-life, because it's pro-life to an extent and we're not working in extensities here. We're working in exacts. And so if that's the case, if that's your situation, what I don't agree is, what I hate to see is for women to use birth control as a form of contraception. Birth control, abortion as a form of contraception.
Right.
Birth control.
Yes.
I do not like to hear of multiple instances in which a woman has had to have
multiple abortions.
I understand.
Because I know a few.
Yeah, me too. I understand the damages that it can do to your body. As a woman who struggles with issues down there, like, it's deep. It is deep.
I just can't put my body through that. And personally, I feel like, and this is just me personally, I just feel like this does not affect me because I don't see myself in that situation.
And again, you know, I'm sure that there are other people. Remember Sarah Palin and her daughter Bristol? I'm sure Sarah Palin was getting up in here toting that good talk without expectation that her daughter would be over here getting knocked up and having to make an appointment. You know, so it's like you can't never say never, because I once said never and I'm a mom.
Yeah, that's, you know, true too. But I do know that I have been in that situation. I attempted to try it and I got the hell on. Shout out to Cairo and Kaden. I can't. Birth control me, IUD me.
Well, the world has literally responded in a notorious roar of disapproval. So,
and I support it. Do y'all thing. But I can't be on the front lines on this issue because it doesn't directly affect me. That's just real.
I gotta fight for an unknown future for my children, you know, for my unborn children, for my daughter, for my sisters, for whoever may be experiencing that, you know? So, yeah, pro-choice all the way. It's a personal choice. And government, stay out of my business and that shit. Anyway, you keep it locked right here. After these messages, we will be right back with a very impactful continuation of our talk about mental health and mental wellness in the RIM segment. Don't sleep.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
The shit that's in my hindsight been pressured by the clock. I've been worrying when the time's right, been ticking on the dot. See, I've been thinking of a plot, planting seeds and shed the crops and lead the weeds so they can rock and spread my wings, go with the flock. But I've been on a rise, so then if I will be televised, affirm it in your mind. Manifest, we breaking through the ties. Ain't no surprise when you said the damage they hadn't recognized. So sit inside, shoot with precision, these shots ain't hitting lines. Nah, nothing but nets, but what's the threat to a vet? Got the ego hot like breakfast in bed. Ain't gotta beg for respect. Just keep it real and keep it genuine and come like a check. Tell your truth, your roots been real as it gets. Your garden been good as you grow it. Yeah, gotta stay focused, niggas plotting on you. Know this shit would be the motive. It's just emotions, keep on rolling, keep on overgrowing. Taking notice how she take these words and flip them like a poet.
Cause I want all of it. After hours, you know what it is. You the only one that get me like this. Freaky, 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 freaky. I'm feeling.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 90. We are stepping into the RIM segment, still recognizing Mental Health Awareness Month. And earlier in the show, we spoke about the cheerleader Arlana Miller and Chesley Christ losing their battle with high functioning depression. So today we wanted to give some different tips or some different pointers, some things that you can look for, and just some education on this illness. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because we're going to keep that. So
yes,
the signs of high functioning depression are similar to those caused by major depression. Right, Brittany?
Yeah, but they can be a lot less severe. Some of those symptoms can include simple things like changes in eating and sleeping habits, low self-esteem, fatigue, significantly difficult instances of concentrating, and like a feeling of hopelessness.
Yeah.
And some of these symptoms are, if you're listening to this, they may strike you because you may find a few things for you to check off for yourself. Because I know that I feel like I'm struggling with all of this. Very much so. Anyway, these symptoms.
Keep going. Yeah, we was transparent last week. Keep going.
She's not trying to mute me.
I'm not trying to mute you, but I'm saying it seemed like you was trying to mute me from not going there.
Oh, no.
But go ahead. We giving the trips, and then we can talk about that later.
Well, not necessarily tips, but, those symptoms may persist over a span of days, and it can potentially cause a low constant mood that can last for up to 2 years, or it can occur, like, very sporadically. So most people function almost normally, but they struggle internally. So the thing about high-functioning depression is it's extremely hard to diagnose or hard to spot. And a lot of people that suffer and struggle from high-functioning depression suffer and struggle in silence. And a lot of times their friends don't even know the things that they're going through. So treatment is possible for high-functioning depression, but you are treated through diagnosis first and an option of medication or therapy or a joint combination of the two.
But medication does have side effects.
Yeah, that's really important. That's very important to point out as far as some of the medications for high-functioning depression or any of these other illnesses or sicknesses that are associated with mental health issues. And some of those side effects can increase or produce like suicidal manifestations and thoughts. And I know we've spoken about that specifically in a few episodes earlier this season. But to actually be diagnosed with high functioning depression is it's actually called persistent depressive disorder, or it's commonly referred to as PDD.
Okay.
And you may experience the same symptoms of depression, but they may come less severely. That allows a person, again, to be able to maintain their functionality, but it does make it difficult for the person to function. So they may, struggle with finding the motivation to do things. They may struggle with bouts of ADHD, which is another specific mental health illness that plagues a lot of people, especially Black people, especially creatives.
Yeah.
It's really, really common for creative people to struggle from ADHD. But regardless, getting help is essential.
Yes.
Because treatment can make life a lot more manageable, enjoyable, productive for yourself if you're struggling with that, and for people that are close to you. So if you're in business, in relationship, or any type of proximity with someone that is struggling, treatment for them is beneficial for you as well.
Yes, that I would agree with that. And I think that now our generation the generation before ours, I'm sorry, I don't know what y'all was doing. I love y'all though. But
really,
therapy was really frowned upon.
Really, it's not necessarily the generation before ours, because the generation before us is
generation X. our parents' generation,
the boomers,
the baby boomers.
Yeah.
God bless you guys.
Yeah.
For sure. God bless you guys because y'all had a hard life.
They're still working through a lot of
trauma.
Yeah.
And therapy for them was looked at like, oh, you got issues. I ain't going to therapy.
Or you got to take it to the church and that's it.
Yeah.
And I love the Lord and I believe that you should take all your concerns to your creator first.
But when you operating sometimes with that faith the size of that mustard seed,
you need something a little bit more than that.
You need a little bit more than that. Because sometimes the mustard seed be too small for what you're battling. Let's keep it above.
Faith without works, we already know the rest.
Yeah.
So have you ever considered or participated in therapy of any sort?
I have kind of counseling when I was younger, but not at this big age. No, I would love to for certain things, just to like talk through certain things. And I have like summoned. I think before in the past where I messed up was I summoned a lot of friendships when I should have just been going to therapy.
Ding, ding, ding. That
because
is very,
the friends,
that's big.
The friends that I had before, like we already talked about them, but they probably didn't have the mental capacity to deal with to help me through what I was going through.
Right, because it's no one else's responsibility but yourself to deal with it, but it's really important to have like, you know, a productive and intentional village that doesn't just include friends and family, but the village should include like certified professionals that are trained to help you through that.
Yeah. Now I've never actually gotten a therapy session. I would love to have one.
Is there any reason why you haven't actually went through with a therapy session before?
Well, number one, I'd be busy as hell. But I know I have to make time for that if I want to do it. You make time for what you want. But also the cost associated.
And see, that's the thing. Therapy can be as expensive or as affordable as the person that needs or is seeking it. And there's so many options to make therapy free.
Do you have those resources?
Of course I do. I'm strapped with it. You know?
Let them loose, queen.
Okay. Well, before I give you the resources, I did want to share for myself. You know, I have participated in therapy in a couples therapy setting and in personal therapy as well. And I can't wait to return to therapy. In fact, I am taking the information that I'm sharing with you all and currently in the process of searching for a good fit for a therapist for myself. But I really did enjoy therapy when I was in it. Even couples therapy. I was excited about that. Like, let's go, because I got some things to say.
I did go to a little couples conference, but it wasn't therapy, but it worked.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Anyway, so Black Americans many people think that we lack the resources to get help for our psychological problems and that we're greatly underrepresented as patients and as practitioners, but that's actually largely untrue. Only half of the Black adults today with mental illness actually get treated, and that's according to a nonprofit organization, Mental Health America. So the resources exist in a plethora, but only half of Black people actually utilize them. So if you're looking for therapy, if you're looking for resources for yourself or for a loved one, I'm gonna drop a few quick jots to get you started along the way. Number one, which is probably the most popular resource among Black women, is therapyforblackgirls.com. As simple as that, therapyforblackgirls.com. Black men, there's therapyforblackmen.com as well. You are not excluded from this, okay? Therapy for Black Girls was started by a Black queen, of course. I think that the community has been in existence for about 6 or 7 years or so, but just a few years ago, they did extend the love to specify for Black men as well. You can also type in Black Therapists Rock, which is an open, large Facebook group community, and they have a discussion board and a directory listed within. I think they're working on a website and a mobile app as well. You can also check out Therapy in Color. And so all of these online spaces all aim to destigmatize therapy for Black people because, again, we're still battling like generational strongholds with negative stipulations that are associated with therapy. Mm-hmm. These sites all include blogs, directory of therapists, resources to help patients better manage their anxiety and other mental problems. And in these directories, the directories are equipped with you know, sliding scale pay ranges, so you can find service in your area for as low as $15 or as high as $125 for whatever your budget can attain. And a lot of these directories do offer free services as well. Don't forget, Pinky and Big Dave last year, during the month of May, they provided free counseling and therapy services for Black men, I believe. So there's always situations that are happening in our community. Community leaders, stakeholders, celebrities, philanthropists are always also filling the gap and answering the need as well. So we just have to keep our ears pierced. And like you said, like, if this is something that you want to do,
yes,
nobody is going to make you get into therapy. No. That has to be a personal
decision.
Just like you personally decide to wake up every day to go to work because you know you have to do that to get paid. And you personally decide to take a bath every night because you know you gotta do that to keep your ass clean. Like, we actually have to personally decide
that we want our health to, we want our mental wealth to be better. Yes. That is, I'm glad you ended with that.
Yes.
And with keeping your ear to the street again, on May 25th, we will be hosting our More Life, More Wine, More Convos discussion party surrounded around mental health. And this is a great way to start. I'm really hoping that we have a lot. We're going to have a lot of people in the building. I'm not going to hope no more. I'm going to manifest and say, we're going to have the people in the building that you need to get connected with for these therapy sessions and provide a safe space for you to speak to other people and be around the people that might be going through the same thing that you're going through. Yeah. You might meet a new friend. You might meet a new confidant. You might meet somebody. You never know. The discussions at the discussion party.
Your breakthrough is waiting for you.
At
More
Genesis.
Life, more wine, more combos. Get your ticket today.
Show up.
But yeah, but also, and I just, in addition, we want you to get your ticket today, especially right now while they are all available. But in the meantime, to continue the conversation after this podcast ends, go to www.blackmentalwellness.com. That is an additional information guide with various resources on the different types of mental health problems, such as ADHD, which is extremely common for listeners like you. If you consider yourself a Black creative and you struggle getting things done or getting, you know, setting your focus right, you may want to look into that. Health problems like anxiety, bipolar disorder, and major depressive disorders as well. Okay? Be well. Just
be well.
And don't sleep. Get your merch, get your wine, get your ticket.
Do all of that.
And schedule your therapy appointment.
But also, I lost my train of thought again. Lord. Oh, well. Anyway, this has been a great show. Definitely check in
with yourself.
Check in with yourself.
Check in with your creator. Then check in with your village. Make sure that everybody else is doing okay.
Yes, and happy Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
I know that everybody is probably going to hear this after, but happy Mother's Day weekend to all the moms, to your mom, your auntie, your grandma, to everybody, to you.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
All right, y'all, that's it for this week. Episode 90, signing off.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Before we sign off, be sure to tune in to our page this week. We will have some very vital resources coming down on our Instagram this week. Well, not on our Instagram, I'm sorry, on our YouTube channel. We will be speaking with Dr. Peebles out of St. Louis. She is a chiropractor, but we will be speaking to her virtually, specifically on how stress and how your mental health affects the body.
Yeah.
So be sure to tune in this week, 8 o'clock on Wednesday, to our YouTube channel so that you can tap in with the chiropractor to get more information on how your stress affects your body.
Yes. Yes, don't sleep.
Now, don't sleep. Thank you so much for tuning in. Episode 90. We got 9 more left before the season is over. Don't sleep. Share this with a friend. And we'll catch y'all next time. I got to start looking at the camera. Don't sleep.